time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side on Wednesday, softball action. The Fredericktown Lady Blackcats beat St. Pius 15-0. On the volleyball side, North County falls to Perryville in five sets, 16-25, 26-24, 25-17, 23-25, 15-11. And a big conference game on the small school side, Arcadia Valley was at home against Valley Catholic. The Lady Warriors remain undefeated in the conference, beating the Lady Tigers 25-17, 26-24, 25-9. In boys soccer, Windsor over Fredericktown 3-2, and Cape Central a clean sheet over North County 8-0. In girls tennis, the North County Lady Raiders remain undefeated. They beat Poplar Bluff 7-2. Potosi back in the win column, beating St. Charles West 6-3. Arcadia Valley shuts out St. Pius 9-0, and Fredericktown falls to Kennett 9-0. And Mineral Area College action from Wednesday. The MAC men's and women's soccer programs were at Jefferson playing the Vikings. The men win 2-1. The women play to a draw, one goal apiece. Coming up today on the local side, volleyball action on AM 1240 KFMO. The Potosi Lady Trojans continue the gauntlet week against another conference opponent, the St. Genevieve Dragons. We'll have coverage for you beginning at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO with the opening serve at 6:30. Head coach Ashley Matthews says Eden Robart thrives in the number one role.
She is a smart player. She sees the floor unlike any other person. She knows where to place the ball. She knows when to take some off. She knows when to give it her all, when to tool. She's just our leader everywhere. She's it for us, and anybody that watches us, they know she's it, and they're going to do their best to try to block us and block her, but she's going to keep taking it to him.
Robart, of course, 55 kills in two games, Monday and Tuesday. Potosi is now 14-3-1 this year as they enter tonight's game and are the leaders in the MAAA Large School Conference standings. We asked Ashley Matthews if she knew her team was going to be this good, coming off of the state championship last year and graduating five players.
I did not. Like I said before, I've had high expectations, but I didn't really know. I didn't want to get ahead of myself and place us in the Final Four or place us at the top of the conference or anything like that, because I wasn't sure. We have, on any given night, we may be playing a different middle. It depends on the speed of the other team and if we're blocking or things like that. But I feel like they're really coming together and they're really growing together, because this group really hasn't played together since they were probably in middle school, because Mason and Eden and Adeline Gibson, they've been pulled up. So it's really nice to see and exciting to see them playing so well without a group of seniors.
Again, the Potosi Trojans and St. Genevieve Dragons tonight on KFMO. Coverage starts at 6. And North County is at Fredericktown tonight. One other large school game, the Farmingtonites host the Central Lady Rebels. And if Farmington had some question marks entering the season after graduating 7 last season. Well, the Knights are 15-5-1 and 1-1 in conference play. And we posed that same question to Haley Baker, if she expected the team to be as good as they've been.
Came into the season, I thought this was going to be a growing year for us. And I knew that it was going to be like we were going to peak at the end of the season, which is exactly what we want to do. We've exceeded my expectations of how good we can be, and we're still not there yet. So, yeah, I mean, did I think we'd be 15-5? Maybe not. I really thought we'd still just kind of be learning and growing. It definitely clicked on a little earlier than I assumed, and I'm happy with that.
On the small school side, Valley Caledonia hosts Bismarck, and Kingston's at West County. The St. Paul Lutheran Giants play on the road at Marquand. In softball, one game, Farmington hosts Herculaneum. Boys soccer, Fredericktown's at home against St. Paul. In girls golf, St. Pius is at Farmington, and St. Genevieve hosts a quad with Cape Notre Dame, Jackson, and Valley Catholic. In girls tennis today, Poplar Bluff at Farmington, North County hosts Dexter, Potosi's at home against Kennett. And coming up on Friday, high school football week 6. Our broadcast game, the Potosi Trojans host the Central Rebels. It's been a rough go of it the last 2 weeks for the Rebels, losing the last two and falling to 3-2. Their head coach, Corey Schweiss, says he's seeing things he hasn't seen from the team in many years.
A lot of really inexcusable errors that we made in that game, from a lining up perspective to, you know, blocking assignments, not running to the correct holes. Just a lot of stuff that really I haven't seen in a long time here. So we had to go back to the drawing board, have a lot to correct, probably as much to correct as I've ever had after a Friday night game. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to see some improvements this week. And if not, you know, we'll find ourselves back in the very same spot, because our schedule doesn't get any easier down the road. I mean, we've got Potosi, obviously, two of our last three against Valley and Farmington.
Coverage on Friday on AM 1240 KFMO begins at 6 with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's, Gilster Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30, and Boyden Associates kickoff at 7. Of course, we'll provide live video on the website, kfmosports.com, beginning at 6:30. From that of Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals held a press conference earlier this week to introduce President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom. Bloom on how far away the Redbirds are from having a core group of players that they can win with.
We have talent here. We have more talent coming. And we have some of the makings of that core, but we need more. And so our top priority will be to build our talent base for the long term. That may mean hard decisions and short-term sacrifices, but to get where we want to go, we can't take shortcuts, and we won't.
And the MLB postseason continued on Wednesday with the second games of the wild card rounds. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-4 to advance to the NLDS against the Philadelphia Phillies. That starts on Saturday. And all other wild card series, they need the third game. Cleveland beat Detroit 6-1 on Wednesday. San Diego shut out the Chicago Cubs 3-0. And the New York Yankees get a big run in the eighth inning to beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3. Game 3s in the wildcard round are today. From that of the NHL, and the St. Louis Blues play tonight in another preseason game. They have two of those left. Head coach Jim Montgomery, what would he like to see accomplished during the last two preseason games?
We got to get the continuity of our lines and everybody being together. You know, the last two home games, we had the Thomas power play unit together playing. And then last game, we had the Holloway Kyrou unit playing together, and we wanted to give them both most of the power play time.
Center Pius Suter has spent time on the second line with the Blues this preseason after he was signed at the offseason. Montgomery on what he's seeing from Suter.
He is doing exactly what I had hoped. His puck support offensively and defensively is high-end because his brain is high-end, so he gets the spots really well. And his brain is high-end, so he makes good plays.
And earlier in training camp, the Blues signed Milan Lucic, a forward, to a PTO contract, a professional tryout. Lucic, does he think he's good enough to make an impression on the coaching staff?
Coming into camp, you knew how much time and, you know, you were going to have to show what you got and give them a reason to keep you around. And, you know, even before camp started, we talked about playing four of the six preseason games, so still have an opportunity to do that.
For reference, Lucic is attempting a comeback with the Blues after nearly two seasons off the ice. He had to be reinstated by the league after an alleged domestic dispute involving his wife. Though those charges were eventually dropped, Lucic is 37 years old. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play Monday night against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coverage on KFMO at 6. And Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC kicks off at 7:30 Saturday against Austin. City has two games left in the regular season. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.